The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. Okay. So, hello and welcome, dear ones. I'm delighted to see you. Whether you are a regular at Happy Hour, I'm delighted to see many of you regulars. And whether this is your very first time, delighted to be with you and to practice. And good evening, good morning, whatever your time zone you might be for you. I see some folks joining from Asia. Yes, hi, good morning to you. So great. So for the theme for tonight's practice. So the practice of cultivating metta, loving kindness, goodwill, warm-heartedness, there are so many different words you can translate metta as, love being one of them. So this cultivation, this practice of cultivation, one way that's invited to do it in the teachings, in the Buddhist teachings, is to do it in categories. I often think of it as concentric circles. And in the teachings, you know, one usually starts with oneself and then goes to what's called the benefactor, someone who's supported you, been a teacher, in some ways has supported your life, your progress in real life. Then the next category is a dear friend, someone who's dear to you, you care about. The next category is a neutral person, neutral being, someone whom you don't know very well. You see them, maybe you've seen them, but not, you know, they're just a stand-in for all of humanity. Then the next category is people we have difficulty with. And the next category after that is all beings. And the category of all beings, that actually in the Metta Sutta, it's there in order for the mind to kind of get a sense of all these different categories of all beings. You know, there's the categories of those who are seen and unseen. Those are who are born and yet to be born. Those who are near or far. Those who are medium, large or small. Those who are, you know, you get the picture, right? So just these different categories. Which reminds me, when I was growing up in Iran, my grandmother was this little blessing that she would give, and it would be those who were born on a Monday, those who were born on a Tuesday. You know, you get the sense, kind of like trying to cover different categories in different ways. And, you know, we can also think of all beings, those who slither, those who fly, those who swim, those who walk the earth, those who hop. So there's so many different ways to consider the categories. For us, for our mind, I mean, the point is for our mind to kind of connect, make a connection for it, not to stay too vague. And sometimes it's geographical. So with that inspiration, what I wanted to invite us to explore tonight was a different way of categorizing. It's a different way of, it's not the classical way, because there's so many. I mean, it's about cultivating the heart, right? So we can cut the pie any which way. So the invitation is to consider, you know, all these categories in some ways are in present moment, considering time as linear and as a present moment. So what if we consider time not to be linear, as physics tells us time is not really linear, and it's how we perceive it as human beings. So the point being, what if we cultivate, what if we bring up a sense of goodness, wishing well for those who were in our lives at a different time? and aren't maybe they're not in our lives anymore. Maybe if we imagine our school, for example, maybe you're in kindergarten, if you remember, or grade school, remember, oh yeah, we had best friends forever, and at that time we were inseparable, and now, oh yes, they're living their own lives. Oh, but they had an impact on us. They supported us at some point. So cultivating this sense of goodness, which this goodwill, metta, may you be well wherever you are, my best friend in kindergarten, whom I was inseparable from. May you be well wherever you are, however you are. So that sense of, and also some of the people who are no longer in our lives, perhaps have passed away. And with this practice, if it starts to get overwhelming and get into grief for you, then I suggest you stick to people who are alive or might still be alive. But if it's okay to stay with those who are deceased, then you can just have a sense of gratitude. So the practice of metta then becomes a practice of gratitude. So we're kind of swimming in between gratitude and cultivating metta. For all those who have impacted our lives, all the teachers, all the beings, all the friends, all the colleagues, family, there's so many people who have all these causes and conditions in the way of beings who have impacted us, who are no longer directly in our lives. So wishing them well, and having a sense of gratitude for their support, even if they were difficult, we had difficulty with them. Recognizing in some ways they were our teacher. So again, not getting bogged down with the challenges and anger if it arises, but kind of setting the intention for the cultivation of goodwill and metta. And there's so many people in your past, you don't have to stick to where it's challenging, right? So choose where it's easy. Choose where it's easy is my invitation. You can always do more challenging practices later when you really have your bearings, okay? So with that, let's try this on for size. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. And landing. Landing in this body. Landing in the sense of nowness, this moment in time. It feels immediate, feels intimate right now. Feeling the sensations of the breath. However they arise in the abdomen and the body. And connecting, both connecting with the sensations of the breath in the abdomen and the body, and the sense of settle this connection of your feet, your legs with the earth. Your bottom on the cushion. Your hands touching each other or your lap. And inviting the body to relax. To let go of tension in your forehead, in your jaw, the neck and shoulders, inviting them to drop. Inviting the chest to soften, your heart to relax, softening the abdomen. Internally, letting the weight of your entire upper body drop in, be lowered into your sit bones, relaxing, letting go of any tension in your sit bones. Your pelvis, your groin area. Receiving the breath. The abdomen. Radiating the entire body. And if thoughts arise, invite the thoughts to be breathe in together with the breath in the abdomen, inviting the thoughts to relax as you invite the body to relax and be soft. Noticing what happens if you breathe the thoughts in. Together with the breath in the abdomen. Connecting with an intention in your heart, intention of cultivating. Cultivating metta, goodwill, friendliness, kindness. Starting with a sense of friendliness. Offer to the breath, offer to this body. Feeling, receiving each breath one at a time. Getting calmed and soothed. Now feeling the body, feeling the breath, staying connected to the body, to the breath, throughout this practice. Can support not overthinking or getting lost in stories, but staying with the intention of metta connected to the goodwill. So I'd like to invite you if you wish, if you'd like to bring to mind some beings who were in your life. Maybe the first decade of your life. Let's bring a group to mind. Maybe it's family, maybe it's friends, school children, or a particular individual. Staying with that group or individual for a little while, not jumping too much from one to the other, to help settling of the mind. So bringing this group or this individual, this group of individuals or one individual to mind. And perhaps it's as if you're relating to them back in time, as if time were not linear, as if you're relating to this group, to this individual. You're not so much longer in contact with. They're not in your life. And appreciating. And you bring them to mind with a sense of appreciation. Of the interactions, the impact, or just that they were in your life, just simply that, just that they existed, the rivers of your lives at some point touched or intertwined, flew together at some point in time. From this vantage point, from this sense of appreciation, wishing this being well, if they're still alive, saying the phrases of metta, and if they aren't, just a sense of appreciation, sense of gratitude, letting your heart shine, soar, be drenched in goodness and gladness, as if you were thanking them. So you have traveled back in time and you were thanking them. And if you don't know their whereabouts, sharing metta, may you be safe from inner and outer harm. Perhaps from the vantage point of the past, as we're traveling in time, sharing your goodwill with this being or this group of beings, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Or just simply, I wish you well. I wish you well. Or simply, thank you. Thank you. I wish you well. Thank you. Whichever of those feels more appropriate. You're welcome to stay with this being longer. or choose to another being or group, as you wish, as you find appropriate for your practice. Simply thank you, or may you be well. Now, having primed our heart with the first decade of our lives, you're free to move to any time, to any being, or any beings that your heart is drawn to, and either thanking them or wishing them well. Just stay with them for a little while so you're not jumping too rapidly. And then when it feels complete, you can move on to another being or group. See what works for you. And for this particular practice right now, and as I said, if too much grief arises, it's okay to bow to this being. Thank them and move to another, or turn to compassion for yourself if there's a lot of sadness or difficult emotions. Stay with the intention of metta, cultivating goodwill, goodness, and explore. staying embodied, still feeling the sensations of the body and the breath to help feel tethered, grounded as you do this practice. You might even remember, recall if it supports the sense of connecting with this being, with these beings, any acts of kindness. Any acts of love, generosity, care. Let your heart be touched by these rekindlings of this being or these beings. Maybe times that you shared together. Maybe their presence alone was a gift, and you're grateful for that. Or maybe it's a friend or a family member that you were close to at some point and no longer you've drifted apart. Maybe appreciating with gratitude and wishing them well from this vantage point. Of a time they were significant in your life. And for the last moment of this practice together, to wish well and thank a younger version of yourself. Offering kindness, goodwill, and care, appreciation for yourself. Thank you all for your practice. So I'll change the chat settings if you wanted to share reflections with everyone, or if you wanted to raise your blue hand to share reflections. This period of practice for me felt like I was having communion, a visit with so many people who are no longer in my life, either passed away or for some reason drifted apart. And it's just a lot of happy making for me, remembering all the goodness, all the gifts of these beings. So love to hear from you. So I feel happier. Yeah. What's arising for you? Reflections, comments, questions. The way you would find your blue hand in this lingo is you'll go to participants, click on that, and then under it says raise hand. Yeah, Claire, please.
I had an experience that was very similar to yours. Accepting that where I went to fairly quickly was gratitude, because I've been so taken care of by so many people. It was nice to remember some experiences.
Happy and peaceful, I hear you say, and I see a lovely smile on your face, a smile of happiness and contentment. Yeah, nice, lovely place to go. Thank you for that, Claire. Yeah. Neil, please.
I found myself, you know, being thankful to younger me. Gratitude, you know, sort of had like built up throughout the session. And then, you know, at the very end, I'm like, you know, good, bad, you know, whatever, you know, younger me got me to right now.
Yeah. Lovely, beautiful, gratitude, appreciation for younger you. Love it, love it, love it. And at the end, as I invited gratitude for appreciation for a younger version of yourself, you're way ahead of me, Neil. That's great, I love it. Thank you. Thank you for that reflection. Any other reflections? What came up for you? What was this like? What worked? What didn't? Questions? Comments? Yeah. Bill offers felt gratitude and sadness for those who are gone. Yeah. This practice can bring that up, as I said at the beginning. And again, we can stay with the intention of gratitude and appreciate, yeah, the sense of gratitude, and yeah. And one invitation I have for you, Bill, again, when, of course, there's, you know, a lot of times these practices are the metta practice is a purification practice. So we can choose to sit with and be with, say, the sadness that comes up, the grief that comes up, and hold that with compassion. And it becomes a practice of compassion for ourselves. That's perfectly fine. That's a very wise way to work with it. Another wise way also is to choose to stay with the gratitude. Again, not in a way of pushing away sadness. There are times that it feels, but sometimes it might feel to say sadness, thank you. I'll sit with you another time, and this time I'll sit with the gratitude. So be wise and see what feels right, so that it's not always just sadness and it's not always just gratitude. So feel into that. The kind of, there is something about the sense of intentionality that we can kind of work with the practice to keep in mind. Yes, Abraham, please.
Yeah, I was, hi. It was really astonishing to me that for all of my life, from when I was very young, having friends was so important to me, such a high value. And I'm just shocked at the ones that I consider to be really deep friends. And they weren't necessarily people my age, mentors, people that really helped me. Just how intensely I care for them to this time. And you know, a girlfriend I had when I was a teenager, to this day, I just think she was the best friend I ever had. It was amazing. Yeah. Mm. So I like that.
Oh, sweet. Thank you for sharing that. And the sense I'm getting from what you said is a sense of, you know, doing this practice and bringing to mind all these connections, all these people that you deeply, deeply care about, have cared about and care about now, has brought a sense of gladness, has gladdened your heart and has gladdened your mind. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for that reflection. Yeah, any other reflections? Questions, comments, complaints, it's all welcome. Yeah, okay, great. So my invitation, so we'll have more time tonight, maybe for at the end for some reflection. So the, Oh yeah, so Jane offers from YouTube, remembering more innocence, so many kind people in my life, I'd almost forgotten. Good to be reminded of capacity for this feeling of care. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Jane. Beautifully put. Good to be reminded of this capacity for this feeling of care. Beautiful. Both to be cared for and also to care for others. That's what I'm hearing in the reflections that are coming, touching into that. So, dear ones, the invitation for the practice, for the small practice groups, for the breakout groups, as we'll get into small groups of three, and don't hop off just yet. Let me explain what we're going to do for those of you who are on the fence about these things. I think it can be very inspiring to hear about other people's practice. It's just so happy making. It can be so joyful, or whatever it is, to just be inspired in this web of humanity, of people who have come and gone in our lives. And oh, in this moment, these are a couple of other people in a small group who will be in your life for a moment, and you can offer care to them and receive their care. Just in the same sense of care that has been offered and you've offered in the past, the sense of care right now in this moment of time. So I invite you to feel into that, to be carried on the wings of this meditation we've done together, to step into the small groups and see how it might be. If you're scared or worried, please try it out. You will be pleasantly surprised. Many various research studies show. So here we go. And now if you have to go for whatever reason, if you can't stay, it's all good. So I'm going to create the rooms now so you can decide what's appropriate for you to stay or not. It's all good. No judgment. And creating the rooms now. So, okay. All right. Oh, people are hopping off. I need to recreate the rooms, it seems. Is this going to be workable? Maybe I need to one more. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to open the rooms. Here we go. So please raise your blue hand or type in chat. I'd love to hear what that was like. What did you learn? What came up for you? Especially if you haven't spoken yet. I'd love to hear from you. Either about the first, Vicky. Thank you. Here you go. Great.
Yeah, I was just saying during the small group that you know, since I immigrated here, I think Nikki, you did too, and I this practice made me think of so many people who helped me when I first came here and could not speak English, and you know. I hadn't thought of them for a while, and today it was a great opportunity to really think back about those people and send them metta.
Mm. Oh, sweet. Thank you for sharing that. It warms my heart, Vicky, to hear you say that, especially as immigrants. Yeah. It's hard when you move from one country to the next, and the language and everything. It's so hard. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I'll reflect on that more too. Kim,
I'm unmuted now. Yeah. I can't find my blue hand.
Oh, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. I was in the group with Abraham, and he mentioned that the experience was sort of like playing, and I had that experience as well where I could sort of look for something. Like I would go someplace, and then okay, now I need something that's lighter. Or so I ended up sort of cruising around, and it almost felt like I was moving in time, you know, going places. So it felt like playing. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Sweet, lovely. It's playing in metta. I feel like it's playing in the goodness field, the metta field, in the sense of giving and receiving care. And yes, that's what Abraham's comment says. This felt like playing with metta, but more joy and happiness than loving kindness. That's great. That makes me so happy. Thank you. Abraham, I call you different ways given my accent as we talked about before. You and I. Rich says, I wanted to be in group with Abraham and to ask him how he's sitting front of a wall on the ceiling. I'm not quite sure what that means, but anyway, I'll leave that be. Any other? Oh, it's 7 o'clock. Look at that. It's 7 o'clock. You have, you know, there's this, for those of you who used to listen to Car Talk on NPR, Click and Clack, the Tappan Brothers, after an old, I see many of you nodding, after the hour, this show was hour long, they were a riot, they were so funny. Anyway, so after the end of this hour of this wonderful show to me. They would say, you have wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. So we have spent a perfectly good hour cultivating metta. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. It's lovely to practice with you. May your practice be of benefit to yourself, to all those whose lives you touch, and all beings everywhere. Take good care, and you can, here, I'm going to invite all of you to unmute yourself and say goodbye if you wish, our ritual.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye, folks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Everyone. Take care. And Kim, you can stay. I can tell you where your blue hand is. Take care, everyone. Bye.